الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، بكل هون من الأحوال مقتحم. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال الله تعالى: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر. صدق الله. The one major way of coming close to Allah, of getting the whole of Deen into our lives, one of the major ways, there are many, one of them is following Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As in this ayat al-kareema, Allah tabaraka ta'ala says very clearly that in قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. If you claim that you have the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ash'artu rizdin or yafud? If ash'artu sunan, inshallah adiyatun. Inshallah adiyatun sunan. Na'atiyah salam. Inshallah.
حضرت والا کے حکم سے ہمارے حضرت والا کے نعتیہ اشعار سنا رہا ہوں. حضرت کا ایک شعر ہے: نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں، نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، نقش قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے، اور اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے، اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. اور حضرت فرماتے ہیں: دل میرا تڑپتا ہے سینے میں، دل میرا تڑپتا ہے سینے میں، اور کیوں؟ ہائے پہنچوں گا تب مدینے میں، ہائے پہنچوں گا تب مدینے میں. اور جس کا دل نہ ہو مدینے میں، جس کا دل نہ ہو مدینے میں، اس کا جینا ہے کوئی جینے میں. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں، آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں، جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں. دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ, دوستو یہ ہے شہر مدینہ جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں, جس سے اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں. گر نہ صلی علی ہو زباں پر, گر نہ صلی علی ہو زباں پر کیا اثر ہوگا آہو پغام میں, کیا اثر ہوگا آہو پغام میں. ورفانا کا انعام یہ ہے, ورفانا کا انعام یہ ہے آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں, آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں. شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے, شرط توحید کامل یہی ہے عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں, عشق ہو آپ کا قلب و جان میں. کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن, کوئی سمجھے گا کیا غیر ممکن. آپ کا مرتبہ دو جہاں میں, سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو, سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستاں میں, وہ بھلا جائے کس گلستاں میں. نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد, نام کیسا ہے پیارا محمد جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامے, جن کے صدقے میں ایمان ہے جامے. یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت, یہ ہے فیضان نور نبوت جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں, جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں. کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد, کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد. کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر زبان میں, کچھ نہیں دم ہے اختر در زبان میں آپ کا مرتبہ اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں.
Start looking beautiful forms of our shared Naman Burakat. Just sit here up in front of the car for the rest of it. Heart is restless in my bosom. The heart is restless. When will I reach Medina? And whose heart is not in Medina, his loving is no loving. In other words, wherever we are, we should be connected to Medina, to Munawwara, and we should be thinking and reading the road and following the sunnah of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aapka martaba is jahan hai. O Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your position in this world, jaise khurshid ho aasman, that how the sun is in the sky. First of all, that the sky which is so high, and in the sky the sun, which is the most superior of all the celestial bodies in the sky. Like that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position, a likeness is given. Dosto, ye hai shahre Medina. Oh my friend, this is the city of Medina, jisse Islam phaila jahan. From where one of the great virtues of Medina Sharif, Islam spread in the whole world. Another is that our Medina at this moment is more superior than Jannah also. Because our Medina has Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in it now, and Jannah hasn't got Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this moment. Gar salli ala naho zubha par, if there isn't durood on the tongue, kya asar hoga aho suram. What effect will there be in crying, sobbing and tearing in front of Allah Ta'ala also? Hazrat said that Maulana Abdul Ghani Kulturi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, when you make dua and tears come out from your eyes, that is a cash received from Allah that your dua is accepted. And every person can't cry. A person who does cry can't cry all the time also. But durood sharif everyone can give. And durood is an audited receipt, from the auditor a receipt, that is more superior. And even our crying, if durood is added to it, it will be much more superior also. Durood sharif is like a tow truck, that anything that gets stuck and the tow truck comes and it pulls it into on its way. Durood Sharif will pull any ibadat into acceptance. Allama Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi says, As-salatu ala al-Nabi mustajabun qat. That Nabi durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is 100% accepted. You have the stud that pulls the aeroplane and puts it onto the runway. Such a big aeroplane with so much load, passengers, that small tug puts it on its way. The ship that comes in the docks and that takes it out, a tug is used also. So that is durood sharif. All your things, but durood sharif will pull it into acceptance and give it great value. وَرَفَعْنَا كَيْنْآمْ يَهِ. And when Allah revealed the ayat, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, for what is the tafsir? He said, Allahu wa rasuluhu alam. Then Jibreel alayhi salam came with the tafsir. And he said that Allah has made this tafsir. Idha zukirtu zukirta ma'iyya. That whenever Allah said, I will be remembered, you will be remembered with me. So we see that in the Adhan, east to west, north to south, Allah's zikr, Allah's Rasul's zikr has to be there. When a child is born, Azan right here, takbir left here. Allah's zikr, Allah. When a person dies, then Allah zikr in duru, in namaz or tanawiri, then Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, Allahumma barik ala Muhammad. All the time there is Allah zikr, Allah's Rasul zikr also. And in both the words, aapka zikr hai do jahan. You are being remembered in the true words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shart-e-tawheed-e-kamil yahi hai. And the condition that our tawheed is perfect and correct, ishq ho aapka qalb ho jaan. That the Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's love must be in our heart, in our lives. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, told the Sahaba that your iman is not complete and perfect until you don't love me more than your parents, your children and all people. So that is the condition of our iman to be perfect. And so just to say I've got love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the whole world can say that. But the proof of it is that how much do we read Durood Sharif. We love our children, we think of them all the time. Child is with me here, then every time, where is the child? What is he doing? How much do we think of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In fact, our sad condition, even if we're reading Durood, we're not thinking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whereas the correct thing is, we should be thinking and sitting at Rozai Mubarak and with others of love and feeling and sending salatu salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how much do we think? So that love, our iman is not complete until the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more greater than ourselves. When anger overtakes us, we forget ourselves. If that love was more greater, anger shouldn't have overtaken us that day. We should have thought of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So at all times, to be thinking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you have the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his sunnah will be in front of you. You will be a die hard for the sunnahs of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is the condition of our iman to be complete and perfect. Koi samjhega kya ghair mumkin? How can anyone even imagine it is impossible? Aapka rutba dono jahan mein. What your position is on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in both the worlds. Allama Abu Sayyidi says, the limit of the people as far as the knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is وَإِنَّهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, that is the Rasul of Allah. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position, we cannot imagine. That when Allah says, لَوْلَاكَ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْخَلْقِ, it did not mean for you, I should not have created the creation. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's position is most high and most superior. Naam kaisa hai piyara Muhammad. The name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just the name, the word Muhammad is so beautiful. Just like Medina, a person can keep on saying Muhammad, Muhammad, Medina, Medina. The name is so beautiful. Jinke sadqe mein iman hai jahan mein. In the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iman is in the whole world today. Wherever you go, you'll find masjid, you'll find Muslims. Ye hai peizani noor nabuwat. This is the faiz, this is the barakat of the noor of the nubuwwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, johe Islam sare jahan, that Islam is in the whole world. We feel happy, Islam is in the whole world, but we should also think, is Islam in me? Or is just the name of Islam in me? Or is Islam in me also? How much do I confirm to Islam? Like that we should dig feather in the cap, that Islam is in the whole world. But is Islam even in my life? When I'm lazy for fajr, where's my Islam? When my anger overtakes me, where's my Islam? When I see a woman, where's my Islam? Then I forget all my Islam. So Islam has to be in our lives. What should I say of the great honor of the gumbat, the dome of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Kuch dam nahi hai akhtar zubaan. As they say, there is no word in my language. I've got nothing to express. What is the position? May Allah bless us with these realities. So with regard to, Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you want the love of Allah Ta'ala. And the love of Allah Ta'ala should be a natural thing in a person. Tafsir of Rizq al-Kareem. Rizq al-Kareem is that risk that rosy, jo ni'mat mun'im ko na bhula. That ni'mat that you don't forget the giver of the ni'mat, that is rizqan karima. But very sadly, most of us, we forget our bismillah. We don't think about our Shaykh Damat Barakat and Jazahumullah Khair says, when your food, any other ni'mat comes in front of you, first in the ayah think is fazkuruni, and then is washkuruni. Briefly think from where this ni'mat has come to us. Where the rice has come from, where that mutton has come from, where all the masalas have come from, the electricity, the water, all that, what and what. Briefly just think. And that rosy for every person is musawwamatan. Name is written on dana dana pa, qatre qatre pa. The names are written that for who is this rosy. And Allah is not the, doesn't make the rosy taqseem. He doesn't like at ration time, then the food comes at one shop, at one place, depot, and then they distribute it from there. Allah didn't distribute it, Allah made it come into your mouth. And not only in your mouth, sometimes if you are eating a sweet or even food, and your 2 year old little child comes and puts her finger in your mouth and takes it out to him, and he'll eat it, it wasn't your rosy. That rosy which goes down you, that rosy, Allah has fixed it for you. So, but how much do we thank Allah Ta'ala? How much do we think of Allah Ta'ala? So we should be, that love of Allah, that Allah gave us our rose. He gave us our existence. He brought us on the surface of the earth to witness the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. But we come in blind, we go blind. And just like the Quran Sharif, which has got over 6,000 ayats. And the meaning of the word ayat is a sign. Like you give somebody directions to go somewhere. You give him or you explain to him, you write it down for him also. Your son, your worker is going somewhere. And then you detail that where you must turn with proper details and landmarks, everything you explain to him. And then you give him a GPS also. You put it in direction, you show him on there also. This is how you must. You give him a cell phone also and you're in contact with him and still he go and get lost. Now, what will you say of such a person? Allah has given us in the Quran Sharif over 6,000 ayats to find Allah. And whatever is in the earth, Allah has given our eyes primarily and firstly to see Allah Ta'ala. And to see our other needs are afterwards, first to see Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given us our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Has given us Iman, all this was to see Allah Ta'ala. And yet a person who reads the whole Quran Sharif, okay, he reads the Nazara, he doesn't know the meaning. He becomes a Hafiz, he becomes an Ali, he reads Tafsir, he makes Tafsir, but still he hasn't found Allah Ta'ala. He's even more blind than that person and more stupid than that person who you gave so much directions to. So Allah's love should have been a natural thing. But unfortunately, in our namaz, with how much love do we make our namaz? Namaz is better than the namaz which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qurratul ayn, the fullness of my eyes. That is when a person will enjoy his namaz. And, but ours is just a duty, quickly get over it, finish it off and it's done with. No, this is when that namaz will become like that. And that is all, very easy, it's not difficult. So many aspects, if we just think that when we start our namaz, when we make a namaz which the hadith calls salatin muwadda'in, namaz which is making wada. Like we make a girl wada when she gets married, we send her off. So our namaz must be namaz of wada. That is the last namaz of our life. Now we're going to meet Allah. Or salatin muwadda'in, all our other duties, thoughts, responsibilities, we are making them wada. And when we lift our hands, it is like we're throwing it all behind us. Now it's only me and you, O Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat hogi. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat hogi. That zikr brings this into us. That all our other desires, when we are making namaz, we've thrown them away now. Nothing in our thoughts. Now it's only me and you. Aaja meri aankhon mein, samaja meri dil mein. Come in my eyes, O Allah. اب نگاہ کہیں نہیں ہے اب کوئی نہیں نگاہ میں نحو حیرت کھرا ہوں حسنی کے جلوہ جام Nobody is in the eyes of Allah. The eyes are nowhere now. If you make your namaz like that, then how won't namaz be qurratul ayn? The coolness of the eyes. So this is, and then see the enjoyment of the contact with Allah Ta'ala. The love of Allah and the enjoyment of Allah's contact is the most superior gift. And Allah wants us to get it. Allah wants everyone to get it. But at the same time, Allah is not so cheap that you make no effort, you don't pay any attention to Allah and you still get it. No, it's not like that. You have to make a little effort. That little inclination, وَيَحْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. A person who has this inclination to Allah sincerely, genuinely in his heart, not only superficially. Many of us, we fool ourselves also. Like we see, for example, some maulana coming to our house, then the TV, parda on the TV also on that day. So that day, no, we got nothing to do with TV. Our little children also wearing extra big size burqas, topis covering the ears also. Everything just because Maulana is coming. Maulana has just turned his back and everything is gone back to normal. We go for Hajj Umrah, super Muslims. And but the minute we come back to Jeddah, everything we forget again. So not that, that person who is sincere inclination to Allah Ta'ala. Not to make, we even bluff ourselves. A person, regular what is zikr, what is tilawat, etc., immediately we phone share, mashallah, very regular. And the days he's unmindful, completely, then he doesn't think of anything. So we get very quickly bluffed. Like a person who wanted to sell his horse, took it to the auctioneer. So the auctioneer's work is to praise the horse, then it's going to get sold, that's his work. So he started praising, this horse is like this, it's like this, it's like this. That person said, give my horse back. He said, why? If you just now told me 10 years this horse is troubling you so much, it's giving you endless problems, you want to get rid of it. And he says, when you're praising it. So we are like that. We know ourselves, our life, we know our nafs, we know our private life. But just one little praise in front of us, something, and it goes to our head. And we get bloated. And you think there's nobody like me. So we shouldn't bluff ourselves. First thing is become sincere with ourselves. We become genuine with ourselves. And remember, in the qabr, there's going to be nobody else and nothing. Everything will be taken away. What was really within us, that is going to be in the qabr. So this love of Allah Ta'ala, if we want to develop it, Allah says, and our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatun Jazamullah Khair says, and the true genuine Allah Wala and the genuine Khanqas are those places jahan piyaso ko paani mil jaye. Those who have this thirst, they will find the water to quench their thirst, how to please Allah, and they will find a connection with Allah Ta'ala. Aur bin piyaso ko piyas milti hai. And those who haven't got thirst, and it's a sick person, very sick person, he who knows, and he knows, he's a good man, but he who knows not, and he thinks he knows, and a person who is thirsty, but he doesn't know he's thirsty, how sick is that? He won't go to doctor for 3 months. A person is seriously ill, but he's not going, he doesn't know, he doesn't want to accept an ill. We haven't got the thirst of the love of Allah. A dog that gets a piece of bread from our dog, which remains sincere to that dog. Which mammoth, and billions of mammoths which we can't think of, all we got from Allah, but we don't even think of Allah. How sick are we that we don't even go for treatment? How sick is that person who doesn't even go for treatment? So all that, but tabi'uni, we can get all that in the words of Allah Rabbul Izzah. That Allah says, follow the sunnah. The sunnahs are such, today the ummah is facing problems. Individually we have got problems also, whether it may be financial, whether it may be health, whether it may be in fighting, social, with the wife, with the children, in the business. The solution to everything is the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala brought it in their lives to this extent, that it's such a priority that Hazrat Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman radiallahu anhu says, أترك سنتي لهؤلاء سنة حبيبي لهؤلاء الحمقاء. I say, give up the sunnah of my beloved. What words also he used. That my beloved sunnah, they are the most dearest to me, most cherished. I won't give it up for anyone. Today, for ordinary small little things. We give up our deen, we give up our namaz, we give up our clothing. How we should cherish the sunnah, they should be like that. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, فَيَنْقُسُ الدِّينَ وَأَبُو بَكَرْ حَيْدٍ. Can there any little, can deen a little, can it diminish a little while Abu Bakr is alive? I die, yeah, then whatever wants to happen, that I'll give my life. And so the sunnah must have that position in our lives. Then see, inshallah, what the sunnah. But unfortunately, it doesn't make sense to almost anyone. What makes sense to us, big conferences, big meetings, etc. Solution to everything, bring sunnah into our life. And the world will change. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you think of it, historically, politically, geographically, everything, his mission could not flourish. Way in Saudi Arabia, nobody knew of that place. The centers of the world were Persia and Rome at that time. And these people in Kufar and in the desert land, no money, they were so poor. But what was it that made them flourish like this? One major thing was, which Allah says here, follow in the ways of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we think we have to have university degrees, we have to have money, we have to have arms, ammunition, we have to have think tanks, we have to have people who have got strategy in them, how to plan, how to think. If it's so, we don't even have to know what the enemy is planning against us. That also we don't need. And what they are doing, if we just follow on to sunnah, nothing can affect us. But that doesn't make sense. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi wrote in his time, almost 800 years ago, that to remain an illiterate person, to remain a street sweeper, is more better than getting school education, university education, where your iman is being destroyed. But it won't make sense to us. That won't make sense to us. But this is the person who realizes his akhirah. Today, dunya is important to us. We have to compete with people. We have to rub shoulders. We can't be isolated. If we want to hold our views, we're going to get isolated. That will get isolated. Allahu Akbar. One time our Shaykh came in Josh with regard to this matter, about the TV matter. And he says, Bhala, sab mere murido ko bhi mujhe chhod de. All my murid also leave me, but I won't leave Allah Ta'ala. What the teachings of Allah Ta'ala are, and what Allah wants us to do, let all my murid also go away. If they want to watch TV and they want to come on TV, let them go. That doesn't harm me also. So that feeling we should have. So this love of Allah Ta'ala, if we have it, how to express it? If we haven't got it, how to get that love of Allah Ta'ala? Allah said one thing, follow in my way, and you are in the way of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah is immediately promised on that, immediately without any other words in between, يحبكم الله. Allah will love you. And not only for once, forever Allah will love you. So, and once you have got Allah's love, Allah will do everything for you. But a person, you get the love of some person who has got some position, who has got money, who has got contacts, etc. Once you get that, he will do everything for you. And once you get the love of Allah is so easy. For example, just follow sunnahs, you will get the love of. Just develop the quality of making shukr. Allah loves the quality of shukr so much, and when Allah loves you, He'll pull you towards it. And then your akhlaq islah, Allah will make your namaz, your ibadat islah, Allah will make your muamalat, Allah will correct. Once Allah has made you His, He will see to everything. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh gives this example of one child who was disobedient to his parents. He went out, he squandered the money, he ran up his father's account, everything. A lot of wrong things he did. After years, he comes back. And I is asking for maafi. Please forgive me. Then you forgive him. So then he becomes the VIP that night. All the other sons that were doing all the father's work. He tells the wife also, this son has come, this boy, give him special treatment. We cook a special meal for him. Prepare his room specially for him. He is the VIP. So just like that, a person will turn to Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah, now the boy tells the father that he has given me VIP treatment, everything. But gangsters are behind it. the mafia is behind me. I'm owing them so much money, and if I don't pay them, they will kill me. Father said, tell me, give me the lesson. I will pay all the time. In the same way, once Allah makes somebody his, Allah takes over all his matters. And that one easy way to become Allah is to follow Sunnah. May Allah put that realization into our hearts, that everything and the Sunnah like that, we also get bluffed that I got topi, kurta, beard, I'm in Sunnah. But what's in my heart, that we don't talk. And our prime ibadat, namaz, is my namaz according to Sunnah. How many of us know the sunnahs of, how many sunnahs are there in the world? How many, what are those sunnahs? Am I practicing on those sunnahs? The sunnah of making dua, how to raise up the hand. The simple sunnahs. The sunnahs of eating. We are so unmindful of that also. And so, but yet we are happy that I got sunnahs in my life. And the sad part is, we listen to bayan, we make bayan, but as far as amal is concerned, we don't move one bit. An inch is also too much. We don't move one bit as far as amal. We heard the bayan finish, it's over now. And everything is forgotten. But to bring that, to have now that concern, that how, I didn't know there were so many sunnahs in namaz. Which are the sunnahs? And then a check, just which sunnahs am I practicing? Sunnahs when getting up, how many sunnahs am I following? When I'm leaving the house, how many sunnahs am I following? That we don't even think about it. It is perhaps with the most is we learned it and we'll go and make bayan of it. But that it comes into my life that we don't think about. So for that, we're just following the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the other ayat, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has declared Allah's declaration. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In my Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I've given you a uswa, an example, حسنة, a beautiful example. So whoever will follow in that, naturally Allah is going to love. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. A person, this will apply to that person who has got iman, who knows Allah is the akhirah. For him, sunnah will be important. But a person wants to live it up in this world, then sunnahs are not going to appeal to that person. So our intention, first we have to make our direction correct. If a person wants to go, somebody is explaining you that you must go to a certain place, you're not interested in going. You say, let him park as much as he wants to. Your father is sending you somewhere, but you're not going there. And he's giving you directions, you're not listening. Your mind is not there. It doesn't at all. But if you want to go there, you'll start noting it down. You'll listen to it carefully. So first of all, if our intention is not akhirah, if our intention is dunya, and very sadly, the vast majority of us who are called dindar, who are in deen, 5 times namaz, in jamaat, in khanka, hajj, umrah, everything that we are doing, dressing, but our niyat till today is dunya. And from dunya we take off time for our deen, to make our 5 times namaz, that our namaz is faraz, we have to make namaz, hajj has become faraz, you have to make your hajj. So, but our niyat is my dunya. That my business, my house, my car, all those things are our niyat. From there we take out time for deen. That is the dindar of today. Whereas actually it should be, our niyat should be deen. And from deen, for necessity, we take out time for deen. That my real object is deen. I have to do my deen. I have to fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala, prepare my akhirah. The person who makes his niyat the akhirah. Allah has told us, tilka darul akhirah. That is the house of us, which you have to prepare for. But we haven't made that our niyat. Our niyat, even if we're becoming alims and hafiz, today Haji Faruq Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, should say, to become hafiz and umrah is a status thing, is a fashion thing. That is a status that you are hafiz. But it isn't to change your life. And umrah also has become a status thing. No life has to change in any way you go for umrah. You go as you went and you come as you go with dunya and you come with dunya from there also. You take dunya to Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. And you bring dunya from Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif. Well, you haven't benefited anything. You have done in fact more harm to yourself. So to make our niyat first that I'm here in this world, that is why Allah Ta'ala has said in the ayat in Tabarak Alladhi الذي خلق الموت والحياة. Allah mentioned mort before hayat, because we have come to die, we have come to prepare for the life of the akhirah. A student who's studying, and if he comes in the madrasa, in the institute, and his intention is to eat, his intention is to sleep, his intention is away from the family, with friends all the time. If he hasn't made his intention his studies and to pass his exam, then how will that person? He attends classes also, but his intention and his main object is not to come and study. His object is something else, but he studies also, and he passes also. But the thing is, a person who makes his object there. So the first thing we have to make, so a person who has made his object Allah and the day of Qiyamah, for that person will the sunnah and the lifestyle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will appeal to him. If you want to become a doctor, and by mistake you end up in the engineering class, whatever they talk in there is not going to appeal to you. You're not interested in all those things. For what you want in your life, so first we have to make our niyat. That is when the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have importance in our mind, in our hearts, and we think of following that. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. A person who turns away from, he doesn't make akhirat his object, so he doesn't fulfill the commands of Allah, he doesn't follow sunnah, then Allah is ghani, independent. Allah is not in need of anyone. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, a time will come when the whole masjid will be full of musallis, but there won't be one Muslim, not one mu'min. So Allah is not in need of us. Fuzail Sufyan ibn one great Sufyan ibn, not Uyayna, Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi. Three of his, in his young age, his back had become bent. So the people asking, you're so young, your back is bent already in this young age of yours, old people, their back gets bent. He said, three of my ustads died without iman. One died as a Christian, one is a Jew, one is a fire worshipper. That was the concern. So Allah is not in need of us whatsoever. When Allah Ta'ala dispelled Shaitan from his court, and Shaitan didn't make one sajda, he didn't follow one command of Allah, he didn't make one sajda, Allah threw him out of his court. At that time, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, went totally sunday. They went like dumbfounded, emotionless. They were just astonished, dumbfounded. They couldn't do anything. In those days, there were no watches, no calendars to measure how many years, how many hours, maybe thousands, millions of years. Then Allah asked them, what's wrong with you people? What did they say? That, Ya Allah, Shaitan was a very big buzur at that time. He wasn't Shaitan, he was Azazil. His name was on the pattern of the Malaika. He was a jinn all the time. But he was promoted to the company of the Malaika. He lived amongst the Malaika. His ibadat, he was such a great buzur, such a great alim, that he knew the juziyat, the fine print of the shariat of every Nabi he knew. And so much of his ibadat, so much marifat of Allah Ta'ala. But we didn't know, perhaps he, Shaitan also didn't know, that he was mardood in the knowledge of Allah. He was a curse, he was going to be thrown out. So when that was his case, we don't know, Ya Allah, in your knowledge, what is in store for us in the future. So when Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam are so concerned, and we not worried, choking, laughing, talking, not worried about our qabr, not worried about our need, dunya all the time, woman all the time, cell phone all the time, filth and dirt, as if we got no worries whatsoever. We are guaranteed, we got nothing to worry about. Allah is Hamid and Hamid. If all praise belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. So how much mustn't we be concerned? So all this will be if we devote ourselves to sunnah. One highlight of our deen is the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are so valuable that it's not a long time that we knew when we bought rice, then there were stones also in the rice. And the stones are heavy compared to the weight of the rice. There were little twigs pieces of grass, pinkish, which are very light compared to the rice. When we bought, we knew we are buying that also. We didn't want to buy it, but we knew it's coming with. And when the merchant weighed it, he was weighing the stones with the rice. And we were paying the price of rice for the stones. And we knew we were going to throw away the rice. We were paying the price of rice for the pieces of grass. Why? Because of that. It was with the rice. After we bought it, we looked after it. In the rain, sunshine, some animal mustn't, or somebody mustn't steal it. We looked after that rice also. And we were looking after the stones also. We are looking after the pieces of grass also. Why? Because connected with the rice. But when the house ladies sat, for hours they used to sit, clean it out, and then they threw the stones outside. All the pieces of grass. Now dog urinates on it, nobody is worried. Nobody will go and chase away the dog. People kick it around, trample it, nobody is worried. Exactly like that, as long as we were connected with Sunnah, Allah protect. Allah paid us the price of Sunnah. Though we were stones, we were pieces of grass, but connected with Sunnah, Nisbat. And understand from this the value of Nisbat and connection. That you got Nisbat with somebody, you got connection with somebody. Whoever it is, any Buzurg you got connection with. You got connection with the Masjid. You got connection with Quran. All these connections are very valuable. But today those connections, we want other connections today. All other connections, man-made connections, jinnat-made connections, that we have got value in our eyes. But these connections, we don't esteem them, we don't value them. So today when we separated ourselves, nobody separated, we separated ourselves. So we are like the stones thrown out on the outside. Now the drinkers of wine and the eaters of swine and those who dine in wine, they are trampling us, throwing us around from pillar to post, and there's nobody to ask a question. Nobody who can do anything whatsoever about it. Why? Because we separated. And the simple thing, if it does make sense to a mu'min, it won't make sense to any educated and intellectual person, but a person who's got iman, it will make sense to him, let me get connected to the amal again, to sunnah again. Let me connect myself to the masjid. The people of the dunya with all the degrees and the PhDs and all that, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They only know the outward things of dunya and reality, akhirah, they are totally unminded. A person who has got an out of iman, it will make sense to him, I must connect myself to sunnah again. That is the true value of life, to connect myself with sunnah. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatun gave us this example many times, which Hazrat quotes from Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, that so to say, the thorns under the rose complain to Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, you made us thorns, and nobody wants thorns in a beautiful garden. So Allah, so to say, said, my thorns, I made you thorns. But you don't worry, you just do one thing, you just stay under my roses. As long as you will stay under my roses, nobody will throw you out. And you'll have value, the value of the roses, as long as you stay under my roses. And the minute you separate yourself, then you are useless. You will be thrown away. So, if we are thorns, through and through we are thorns. Our value is by Iman, the Sadqa of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our value is by Islam, the Sadqa of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Otherwise, we are thorns. Na'udhu billah, if this iman has to leave us, we have to leave iman, what is our value? We have got no value whatsoever. In the eyes of the people we can have value, but by Allah, immediately that person has got, and how kind is not Allah? A person who can be 99-year-old kafir, 99 years, fire worshipper, idol worshipper, worshipping the cross, but he just reads, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and now that Jahannami immediately becomes a Jannati. That person who was mabghuz, hated by Allah, immediately becomes mahbub, beloved by Allah. That person who was nari, who was a dweller of Jahannam, immediately becomes nuri, and he will be a dweller of Jannat now. So kind is Allah. So no matter, nothing can be lost. Never can a person be written off yet. the insurance company, the panel beater, can say the car is a write-off. But by Allah, nobody can ever be a write-off. You can have that last ramak, that last little bit of life in you, and you make tawbah before sakarat starts, and Allah will make you maaf. And the minute you turn to Allah in maafi, asking for forgiveness, Allah forgives. Even if you make the same mistake 100 times a day, nobody in the world will forgive like that. But Allah will forgive as long as you ask Him for maafi. So kind is Allah, and Allahu Akbar. وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. That even the kuffar, as long as they were asking for maafi, Allah said, I won't punish them. So Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah Ali says, فَإِنَّ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ إِذَا يُفِيدُ الْكُفَّارِ. That istighfar, when it benefits the non-believers, فَكَيْفَ لَا يُفِيدُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الْأَبْرَارِ. For the pious people who make their tawbah, how much won't it benefit? But ask ourselves again, how much gunas don't we make a day? We even read one time istighfar a day. We read 10 times just the word astaghfirullah. Even in unmindfulness do we read astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Our debits are climbing and no credit whatsoever. We are only paying out from our bank account and we are not depositing anything. How are you going to survive? How can you survive like that? But that is our condition. With our eyes gunas all the time, with our mind gunas all the time, thinking of peace, filth and dirt. We come to a dini, we come for namaz with jamaat, we come for a majlis, we go in jamaat, we see somebody, oh, that person, oh, today he's here, he's got problems, that's why he's here. We thinking bad of people all the time, and no tawbah, no istighfar. How can such a account survive? How can such a business, how can such a person survive? So today we are like the thorns, but if we make our connection, we stay under the roses of Sunnah, we stay under Masjid, in Quran Sharif, we will have value. Allah will protect us and Allah will give us value. That very rose and those very thorns which are under it, if a person buys it for 25 rand, 50 rand, whatever the price of a rose may be, he's paying the price of roses for the thorns. Why? Because they are under the thorns. So we also just remain the under. But today we are to become too clever. That sunnah are camel age, old zamanas things, and the stone age, and we are modern people now. We are not, what the age of technology we are in. And those old fashioned things of promoting deen or to practice upon deen, na'udhubillah, those are old fashioned things. Then we have separated ourselves. We will be like those people thrown outside on the street. And this is the condition of what is happening to the ummah. If we have the sunnahs in our lives, then there will be light in us. Otherwise, without the sunnahs, really understand, may Allah make me and us all understand that the sunnahs is our life. In Muhammadur Rasulullah, we sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believe that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ibn Abdullah is the Rasul of Allah. We believe he is the last and final Rasul. No other Rasul or Nabi, Zilli, Guruji, any type of Rasul can come after him. He's the last. And we also, with the belief also, that in our success is only in following his path. We want to devise new paths and want modern way of Islam and a watered down way of Islam. That's not going to help us in any way. That way of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the only acceptable way. Otherwise, فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ. Allah is not in need of us in any way whatsoever. So if we are just picture Muslims, like the little children who go to kindergarten, they give them pictures to color in. There is a lion picture also. The child has to play homework. Small little child also, 3-year-old child, getting homework also. He must go and color in that picture lion. So he colors it in, children are children. Takes a knife and pokes it into the eyes of the lion. So brave that what can the lion do? But it's a picture lion. Takes a scissor and cuts the tail of the lion. But it's a picture lion. What can the picture lion do? Very sad. Most of us are picture lions. No matter what people tell us, for no reason we will give up our Islamic code of dressing. We miss our namazes. We are too shy. Whether we are at the airport or we in an aeroplane or anything, for any small flimsy thing, because we are picture Muslims. The reality is not there. Then you get a lion which is in the cage, a real lion. But there also is written that don't throw stones at the lion, don't poke sticks at it. But children, they also, they become brave. They throw the stones at the lion that I'm so near, 4 or 5 meters away from the lion, and see what I'll do to the lion. But one lion is in the jungle. So that is the real lion. And wallah, this is what the Sahaba had understood when they said, "Atrafu sunnata habibi." One sunnah of my beloved, I cannot forget. The others are too big to mention, bigger things. To give up one sunnah of my beloved is beyond me. I cannot do that. That is why Allah made them those people who didn't have any sandals to wear also. Those people who were so poor that whatever blood was on the floor, they used to eat it for food. They didn't have anything. They didn't verify what can do, what is it, halal, haram, dirt, fuzz. Such people, Allah made them the leaders of the world, until Qiyamah they became the leaders. All because they submitted to the way and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is what we have to bring within us. If we bring that sunnah and we realize this importance of the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will pull all the farais also. It will pull the love of Allah. It will pull the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything will come into our lives. So a hunter who went out hunting and he caught a cub, the baby of a lion. He brought it home and made it grow up with the sheep. Over the years, it forgot its language also, the roaring of a lion. It started bleating like the sheep also. It forgot its diet also. Lion eats meat, gosh khawara. But what? The ghas khawara. Started eating grass like the sheep. And then after some time, a real lion of the jungle came and saw this lion, my brother here. And he's with the sheep, all ready, samosas and pie, and he's not eating them. He's so sick, he's got no appetite. With ready meat he's got to eat, and he's not eating. Told him, my brother, he said, I'm not your brother. He says, no, you are my brother. He says, no, these are my brothers. He says, these stupid sheep, they're your brothers. You're a lion, don't you know who you are? You forgot who you are. He says, no, these are my brothers. He lived with them for so long. And his language also like them. His diet also like them. So he said, he's very sick. And he needs ICU treatment. So he told him, come with me for ICU treatment. Took him down to the river. Look in the water. Now you see your reflection. Do you look like that stupid sheep or you look like me? So then he realized, I look like you. So he said, now you realize you're not a sheep, you're a lion. He was a real lion. The roar of a lion was tape recorded and graved in his heart. The lion of the jungle roared twice. See, he roared. The roar came out. And then when he realized he's a lion, will any of the sheep remain? He'll finish them for breakfast. If there's anything left for lunch, he will finish them. Nothing of them will remain. Today, unfortunately, we also living with the kuffar. Our education, their education. Their education has become our education. Their sport has become our sport. Their politics has become our politics. Our language has changed. Before that, we are successful if we have got iman. I can't miss one namaz also. Maulana Asadullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Saharanpur, Dioban is about 20 kilometers away. When he had to come to Dioban, lot of trains also and buses also. For days in advance, he would get the timetables. That I mustn't miss one namaz with jamaat also. And today, for us, just to miss namazes also means nothing. Today, namazes mean nothing. But to lose 5 rands somewhere is a big thing. If my child doesn't make namaz, breaks the command of Allah, doesn't read Quran Sharif, doesn't matter. But if he breaks one cup in the house, if he breaks, if he writes on the wall, and he messes up the wall, if he messes the bed sheet, then it's a big issue, big trouble with the wife. The child did that, and we take off with the wife, and we make a big issue of it. Today, our language has changed. And he's not going to madrasa, doesn't matter. School he didn't go, big problem. And he didn't do his homework, big problem. Madrasa he didn't learn, that doesn't matter. So our language has changed also. Our diet has changed also. Our food was supposed to be simple food. Our food was supposed to be halal and tayyibah. But who you can think of? Today we can't do without our burgers. We can't do without our all other funny food of the takeaways and all that. how it's made, who makes it, what goes in it, that doesn't, just the outer picture looks nice, that is important. But halal and tayyiba, what is the value of that? Today our diet has changed. So today, what is our value? And we listen to all this, and it's just nothing. For a person of iman, it will register. For a person who hasn't made akhirat his object, just dunya, then this is all rubbish. Many people even speak. They say, oh, he's talking rubbish. If it will be rubbish for them, for those who don't have the value, who haven't got a moth in front of them. Because in moth, your burgers are not going to help you. And all your other funny foods are not going to help you. Eating out and going to all funny places, that's not going to help you at the time of moth. Person who got picker of moth, it will make sense to him. A person who hasn't got picker of moth, that you are talking rubbish, it's senseless what you are talking. So if we can realize to bring sunnahs into our life, this is the important thing. And how much we can bring sunnahs and become dedicated to sunnahs, so much will be our value by Allah and by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of us, we go to Madinatul Munawwara and we don't have any feeling there. We just as a formality read our salatu salam. And all this doesn't start from our side. If Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves us, we get pulled there. And then see how you read your salatu salam. Then see your condition, your inside condition, your outside condition, what feeling you have got. But if we went there for name, that I went for Umrah, and how many of us, how many people in the world, what has Umrah become? That the husband is sitting making dua, wife is taking his photo, posing for that also. What reality is in there? Right in front of Rosa. Rosa and Mubarak, we are passing and we are videoing the whole thing. No durud, no salam, we are videoing the whole thing. And these are all common things today. So the reality will come to when we will bring sunnahs into our life. And sunnahs will come when we stay with somebody who has got sunnahs in. And also very, very important to understand, there is a great difference between hadith and sunnah. Hadith are the written words which we will read. And sunnah are the practices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just to give you one broad example, a father is lying on his bed at night, he's about to sleep, got into bed and he calls you, my son, bring me water. So what are you going to take water for him? In a glass. He wants the water. Sunday morning he's standing by his car, but his hands with his sleeves folded up. And he says, son, bring me water. Now what are you going to take? Bucket of water, you know, take a glass of water. And when he's on his bed, you know, he'll take a bucket of water there for him. So this is the sunnah, that you understood the practice. And the hadith are the words, bring me water. So the word, bring me water, everyone according to his mind will interpret it. But the sunnah, those people who were present and who narrated it to the ummah afterwards, still today, they will tell you what this means. That is the sunnah practice. Which kurta to wear? You read in the kitab. But look at our akabir, our aslaf, what clothes they wore. Everything, their lifestyle. They don't read the hadith only. You won't understand deen from hadith. You will understand hadith, deen from the sunnah. And the sunnah in our time, our akabir, our aslaf, who we see are those genuine people who are connected with Allah, with His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You will get deen from them. If you want to get deen from the internet, and you want to get deen from kitabs, you will make some other thing. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيْنْ يُقْبَلْ مِنْ. A person will choose some other way, it's not going to be accepted. So it is very, very important that we understand the value of sunnah. If it can come into us, this will give us the mizaj of deen. This will teach us who to connect ourselves with, whose company we must keep, how we must go about our things, if that desire of that sunnah will come into us, and you will become the beloved of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just imagine a father, a mother, the children, the son, the daughter, who they say, I'm doing everything how Ammi used to do it, how Abba used to do it, how happy won't we be? So if we say we want to do everything how our Nabi did it, how happy won't our Nabi be? And our information and news goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much so, a person who picks up a small little twig, a small piece of paper from the masjid, that little amal is also presented to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows our condition. And when we are passing the Rauza-e Mubarak and we read in Salatu Salam, and in our heart all kufr and shirk is present. We might be having a top, a jubba from outside, Arab jubba. Inside we got t-shirt, we got jeans. And who are we trying to fool? Women who are going, wearing all, what funny clothes inside. On top, nice big jilbab, look very pious. But inside, what filth and dirt they eat. And we are presenting ourselves at Rauza-e Mubarak, at Kaaba Sharif. Oh, how are we going to benefit in this way? May Allah bless us to understand the importance and value of Sunnah and bring it into our lives. And for that, get the kitab, one simple, beautiful kitab, Piyari Nabi, Piyari Sunnah. Our beloved Nabi's beautiful Sunnah, small pocket-sized kitab of our Shaykh. And so many other kitabs, they are also on the Sunnah. And try not only to read or learn, but to bring the Sunnahs into our life. Become conscious, wallah, more than we acquired one property. If a person gets a property, how happy he becomes. All the paperwork is done and he's milking that property, getting good return. There are no real expenses. One sunnah is, wallah, billion times more valuable. You get a filling station and your filling station is yours, you have everything. And you are just milking it, reaping all the benefits. One sunnah is much more valuable. May Allah let us realize this. We set and count, I got so much bank balance in this account, that account. More is, let us see how many sunnahs I got in my home, how many sunnahs are there. And this is again, لِمَنْ كَانِ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. A person who has got iman on Allah and on the last day. And not just in name that I got iman, real iman, these things will appeal to him. For other people, it was just a passing show, just a road show, passing phase. It doesn't mean anything. And the result will be, we see for ourselves. Then we will know whether this bayan has benefited me or it has not benefited me. If it was just a passing show, I just had to show faith, I had to come, then it will be there. But if we have got that iman, then it will have meaning for us. May Allah give us all of this, inshallah. This week, inshallah, from Wednesday, we'll be going on a Thursday. We'll be going on Sabbath to the northern province. Whoever wishes to join me informally.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ کوئی بچائے دریاؤں کو ایسے روانی کس نے دی کس نے چمک کا دن بخشا رات سہانی کس نے دی ننے منے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی وہ یکتا قدرت بھی یکتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے غور کرو مچھلی کی شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھوڑ کیا کس نے ان کے نام کے گن گاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ الا الله الا الله الا الله الا الله الا الله الا الله لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله جن کو آنا تھا سب آ گئے صرف قیامت باقی ہے سورج کے شعلے کہتے ہیں حشر کی شدت باقی ہے موج سے کہتی ہے دنیا وہ بھی حقیقت باقی ہے اب تو نکالو یارو اپنے دل سے خیال غیر اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ سورہ رحمان پڑھ کر کر لو اپنے دل کو نورانی روشن روشن قلب و جگر ہو جگمگ جگمگ پیشانی دل میں خدا کا نام بسا دو بات کرو تم قرآنی چمکا لو کردار کو ایسا لو کہے سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ عشق خدا کی آگوں پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں جس سے معاصی کے سارے ہی خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اب تک جو ہونا چاہوا اب دل سے توبہ کرتے ہیں کر کے معاصی کا اعتراف ہم آج ارادہ کرتے ہیں اپنے شیخ کی محفل میں ہم لوگ یہ وعدہ کرتے ہیں اب مولا کو راج کریں گے سب کہہ دو انشاءاللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
اللہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاة والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا وحبیبنا وشفیعنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله اجمعین رضی اللہ عنا سیدنا محمد صلی اللہ تعالی وسلم واهله یا رب صلی وسلم دائما ابدا علی حبیبک خیر الخلق کلهم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرین يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى دين مردا جميلا اللهم اهد الدين كله في العالم كله إلى يوم القيامة واجعلنا سببا لذلك اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي مولاها اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي عبدا ما أبقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النذر فيما يرضيك عنا اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرقا وعوذا لنا موردا اللهم اشرنا في زمرتي واستعملنا بسنتي وتوفنا على ملتي واجعلنا من هذه اللهم اجعلنا من رفقاء من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين
وحسن أولئك رفيقا. اللهم نسألك فعل الخيرات وترك المنكرات وحب المساكين وأن تغفر لنا وترحمنا، وإذا أردت بقوم فتنة فتوفنا غير مفتون. اللهم نسألك رضاء بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النذر إلى وجهك والشوق إلى لقائك ونعوذ بك من ضراء مدرة وفتنة مذلة. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى وسلم وأهله يا ربي بالمصطفى، بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى وسلم وأهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، الحمد لله.